Dracarys.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Welcome back to another Side Effect Podcast episode, everybody. We are on the episode 30, episode number 30. That's right. And as usual, I am Val from Because Geek, and I am here with James from The Dust on the Throne, Tarzan from Trial by Trivia, and Chris from Smokescreen. And we are going to be talking about Con of Thrones today, and some topics related to Con of Thrones as we go. Probably want to talk about then what's going to happen maybe after Game of Thrones ends, because that's the thing. Might be a bit early to talk about it, but you know, you want to make your plans early, so.
Where is Con this year?
Tibet.
It's at the Taj Mahal in Tibet.
First of all, Con of Thrones is going to be about Game of Thrones. I didn't know if you knew that one. It's also going to be in Dallas, Texas, and some of us will be leaving on the 23rd.
I'm leaving the 22nd. I'll be there the 23rd already. I will be there to pick you fuckers up at the airport.
And I'll be leaving the 3rd of June.
To where?
It was the cheapest plane ticket you could get.
That's the only thing I could find. So I'm going to enjoy Dealey Plaza alone.
I can't wait to see your live streams. I'm here live at Con of Thrones.
Fucking building's empty. Goddamn. I got the stage to myself, though.
I found this brochure laying on the floor.
I should really do that. I should show up a week late. And just do my own panels and record them.
Oh, hey, you want to know what, though? This is what I was told from one of the guys that we're going to be meeting up there, that there's a lot of homeless people that give the tours. We could fill the room with fucking homeless people for you.
That would be fucking awesome.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah, we can do a free admission and shit. Provide sandwiches and Jack Daniels. So, yeah.
Called Firebird.
Nah, Mad Dog 2020, man. Ooh. 8 Ball.
I think it's a good sign that I don't know what you're talking about.
Alcohols that are real cheap that get you fucked up, they're really cheap.
Liquid crack, man.
Yes.
First thing I ever got drunk off of was Mad Dog 2020 in 7th grade in the basement with Andy Smith.
Cisco, Boone's Farm.
Oh, God.
Any of those things like that, you can get in a gas station or something. Cheap, but strong.
Yeah, I think it's actually actual piss from some weird animal.
With
fruit,
what
exactly.
What the fuck?
A fruity taste.
Fermented fruit, yeah.
Like Mad Dog 2020 comes in so many different colors and flavors and shit.
Yeah, you know Mark Cuban still drinks that? Can you believe he actually drinks that? Mark Cuban.
No.
The billionaire Mark Cuban actually drinks Mad Dog 2020.
I'll be damned. Good point, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Might be.
I am going to be flying, and actually, like, recently, I live really close to the airport. Every time I hear an airplane going by, I just think about my flight now, these past few days. It's like, yeah, that'll be me in a few days, man.
Are you guys really scared to fly?
Yeah, I'm terrified, honestly.
I have this really weird fear that happens only right before I get on the airplane. Like, I won't feel it leading up to the day that I will get on the airplane. And I won't feel it while I'm on the airplane. It's just right before I get on is when I feel it. And then it's gone.
Mine is taking off and landing. And once I'm in the sky and they get to altitude, I'm okay. In turbulence.
Y'all need to be real happy with the flight you've gotten. Wait until your ass is in the military on a C-130 and you feel turbulence on that. You taste your guts. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's scary. Because like when you feel it in the plane, you know... You think you might have dropped 10 feet, but you probably, you know, dropped
200.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had to get a cheap ticket, and because of that, I have to take 2 flights.
In a crate.
Yes, exactly.
fucking holes. I got to go poke holes in the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to ship it myself.
Just like Tyrion Lannister, man. Just push the shit through the holes, literally.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, I forgot you won't have any air pressure down there, too, by the way. Just heads
up. Oh, shit, there's no air pressure?
I'll take my CPAP.
Yeah, you got a CPAP.
But, yeah, I do. I've flown probably 6 times in my life. And each time, you know, I'm scared. I flew before 9/11 and after 9/11. And, yeah, it was scarier after 9/11. But more than that, after 9/11, the way the airport itself has changed in security, how long it takes to board your flight.
Taking off your damn shoes and shit.
And I'll tell you, I've got a comment on that. I know James loves stories. You're going to fucking love this because everybody knows how I dress and how I look. And all that shit was going on, and I had to take a flight. I wore khakis, a button-down shirt, couldn't see a tattoo. You know, the whole nine yards. And this is in Memphis. Remember the hood was getting on this plane? I'm the only motherfucker they pulled over.
Oh, the day you actually dressed up.
Yeah, this guy looks way too nice.
They could probably tell by the clothes were being brand new.
Yeah,
you were fucking trying to hide something. Yeah, he's trying to hide something.
That's a good point,
you know
actually.
What I'm saying? It probably is.
Yeah,
you know this motherfucker's got alcohol and weed and shit in his shit. Let's get him. He's got creases in his pants.
Yeah, like from the package.
he probably had a sticker left on the back of his shirt.
It's fucked up because, you know, now I go on, I'm like, fuck it, I'm wearing tat. I mean, I'm going to be comfortable wearing, like, fucking, you know, like cargo pants and a fucking, you know, tank top. And they don't fuck with me. Yeah, not at all. But I go there trying to look decent, and they're like, oh, yeah, no motherfucker, it ain't going to happen.
Well, my first experience flying post 9/11, I thought I could get there 30 minutes ahead of time, and I was wrong. And I missed my flight, and it caused me to have to sleep in the airport in Detroit overnight. I had to sleep on the floor. I used my shoes for a pillow.
Oh God!
Yeah, man, I was scared. It was like a ghost town. It was like some kind of weird, you know, like
Apocalypse,
a Walking Dead type. Yeah,
movie.
You'd only see a random person every few minutes or whatever. It's just so eerily quiet there. But I missed because I got there late in Charlotte. It screwed everything up, man.
Yeah, well, for international, we got to do like 3 hours. It's pretty safe. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to be there like. Two and a half hours early, yeah. And my flight's going to be at 11 a.m., so we're going to be there at 8.
Do you fly straight through, Val, from there to Dallas?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking it's going to be another one of those tiny freaking planes, and I hate the tiny ones. I guess, yeah, because it was a tiny one to Nashville last year. So I guess, yeah, that's a lot closer. But I hope it's a big one, man. I like the big ones better. Like, I feel like the tiny ones, you can feel more, like, pressure in your ears. I don't know what it is. I don't know. There's something about the little ones I don't like. But anyway. And it's also, like, the farthest fucking away gate that you can imagine. Like, you have to walk for literally, like, half an hour to get to it.
Oh, shit. Moving sidewalks.
Yeah.
You know? I use those every time I see them.
It depends on your airport, too, because some of them have, like, those, like, Atlanta, I know, has that train down. You know what I'm talking about? You take a fucking train.
Oh, really? I've never been there. That's cool.
I took a train in St. Louis, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Chicago was that way, too. It has a train.
My first flight goes from Charlotte to Raleigh, North Carolina, so it's just a little hop.
Oh, yeah, that's the bread box. Hey, you can go like this and touch the walls, I swear to God.
Yeah.
They're scary fuckers.
Like Buddy Holly.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, think of that as a private flight. You know, it's just private.
I'll have that on my mind. I swear
I
will.
Take you a fucking Cuban cigar.
No shit.
And some champagne and pretend it's a private jet.
Y'all got Wi-Fi? Dude, we're going to be in here 20 minutes. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Dude, you should get... are you going to get the... What was it? The gate? Oh, no, you don't get to pick your seat? Oh, do you get your... Oh, man. If you get to pick your seat, you should get the one near the front of the row, like the first one that has the extra leg room.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I have sat in the front one before. Yeah, those
you
are
comfortable. Remember them little planes? There ain't no fucking leg room in them motherfuckers. There ain't no room for shit.
Yeah, there's one one seat down one side and then two seats
yeah,
down the other
it.
Side. So it's, yeah. So they put the fat people on the side with one seat.
Man, so you've never been on like the big ones that have like three rows of seats, right?
I have not, no. Every plane I've ever been in only had, you know, one aisle you walk down in the middle. I want to get on one of those big with the double deckers. I'd love to get on one of those. I think because there was a movie.
Snakes on a Plane.
It was like that. There was something going on up there in the sky. But this fucking plane had like a beautiful staircase going down to the lower level and shit. And I'd love to get on something that big.
So everybody will be there come Wednesday afternoon, it looks like. We got three flights coming in, right? Okay, so 2:30 and 3... No, shut up, Tarzan, you dumbass. What is it? It's 2:30 and James Drew 3, right?
Yeah.
I think our first day there, we're going to probably be just chilling, right? Just kind of getting accommodated, do a little grocery shopping. Right? Just chilling, pretty much.
Okay. So we're gonna use the pool table to bet on who does shit, okay? Like, whoever loses cleans the toilet. Or something like that.
I got you. Okay, I got you. That's actually a good idea. This is for dishes tonight, bitch.
Make it have some steaks. Like S-T-A-K-E-S. Not like S-T-E-A-K-S.
Right. That's funny. I was with you, but I did think of S-T-E-A-K.
Well, let's be honest. We're going to be in the fucking one of the state capitals of the world, man. Dallas is like, that's the place, man.
Dude, you're right.
Hell yeah. Just give me a fork and a bib, man. I'm good, man. If I show me the cow, I'm good.
We said that last year and didn't eat a damn thing.
We tried.
Are you kidding me? My cholesterol count went through the fucking roof. I ate probably 7 pounds of grease at least. Yeah, how many pieces of pizza? But Val was with me. I think I drank, what, 6 beers? That was day one. And, what, 3 pieces of pizza? Then we had the greasy-ass hamburger from...
I know, it was leaking, man. It was leaking. It was nasty, but it was really good.
I was just going to say, so, yeah, Wednesday, I guess everybody would be settling in and, you know, finding their rooms and getting dug in and everything.
Oh, Thursday was supposed to be the Dealey Plaza during the day, during like in the morning. I think that was the plan. And then some of us are going to go watch the Solo movie after.
I heard that Dealey Plaza is walking distance.
That would make sense, yeah, because that's downtown, right? Like right in the middle.
So we could, we could actually go check out what the place looks like while we're down that way too, ahead of time to kind of get our bearings if you wanted to.
I think on the agenda, I think, you know, we're all looking forward to doing that, and I would definitely say look for a podcast on that in the future. Everybody's been wanting to talk about the Kennedy thing, and we figured the best way to get the insight on that is actually we're going to be there, so we're going to check that out. Then it's really, I think that night, I think I have to go up to the Hyatt, though, and kind of scan that situation out, because I'm doing the trivia tournament
Friday night. Okay.
Yeah, it's real cool. I volunteered all y'all to help.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
You're gonna have to check in too. You got a booth.
Yes. That's right. I have to check in. Yeah, I have a booth number 114.
Holy crap, James.
I know, man.
How did you get a booth?
I have to sell
crazy
myself.
Crazy man.
He's gotta give up some D, is what he's saying when he gets there.
Vitamin D.
Oh.
I don't know if we cut this or not. More than likely, it's looking like we might have some the first ever Side Effect t-shirts. Yes, there will be one brought home for you, Chris. I've already taken care of that. You might want to hit us up if you do want one of those. So I think we should have some extras.
Yeah, let us know, guys, if you want a Side Effect t-shirt.
Yeah, you can leave that in the comments section as well. You know, I mean, we can work out something. But we probably won't get a hold of those until the con, so.
Or I don't know if you have enough printed Tarzan is what you're saying that we could ship them out. Do you know how many you're getting first shot?
I'm not sure because they want us to get 50. That's $300.
Right. Damn, that's
really
a good price
that.
Though. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, we got doll size for Val and
Val.
I just caught that. Sorry.
What size?
Doll size, Barbie size.
Barbie size.
Oh my God, those look good, y'all. I'm sorry, I am listening. Yeah, those look really freaking good. print. It is screen printed. Yeah, that's a beautiful fucking shirt. Man.
Here, I'll text you.
Yeah, dude. This is an awesome shirt. Yeah, man. That's good quality.
Holy crap, that's a big logo. I thought it was going to be like a little one on the in the corner or something.
Val, as tiny as you are and you put it in the corner, you wouldn't even be able to see the motherfucker. It'd be microscopic.
I also don't want to put it on my fucking, like, you know, why does everything has to go on the boobs? Because then, like, no one wants to look at it. And I'm like, hey, look at what I'm wearing. And everyone's super awkward, like,
yeah, well, I've never thought about that. Oh, no, guys don't think about
it. Oh, no, they
like
want to look at it. They just don't want you to see them looking at it.
Right, right.
But I want them to tell me what they think of it. And it's like, yeah.
Anyway. I could see your nipples.
I can see your side effects.
Are you cold?
Your side effects.
Oh, poor Val.
That's crazy, though, Val. I see. You don't think about things like that as a dude.
I didn't think about things like that. I thought, like, you know, because it was like I used to wear these shirts that I wear on my videos, like, you know, the nerdy shirts.
Yeah.
And I thought they were so cool, and they had all these, like, little jokes and things, and I would wear them to the office, you know, when I had my job. And no one would say anything.
Yeah, because, like, that means they looked at your chest, so they probably saw it. They just wouldn't talk about it, and you wanted to hear how cool it was.
Right!
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have thought about that. Like, if someone came up and told me how cool my shirt was, I was like, thank you.
Exactly.
You know? Like, that's what I was expecting.
So are we going to get some Halloween masks or something so we can actually get through this place without getting stopped every 5 minutes?
Fuck no. That's what I want.
I remember being felt, we had to piss so bad once. What did it take, like, fucking 30 minutes? She's like, oh, we got time, and then we had to go eat, and then we had to go to the thing, remember? We
didn't Yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't mind the people who are like, hey, you know, hi, like, you know, they just say hi and keep walking, but there's some people who just want to talk for, like, an hour with you.
That's the part that gets me, too. Yep. Like Val's saying, is you want to fucking respond, like, really nice, and you're like, oh, hey, yeah, what's going on? You're so-and-so? That's cool. And when you do, when you give them that friendly look and friendly response, now they think they're in, you know, and they're going to tag along with you the whole time. That is awkward. And it is a cool way to meet friends, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, it's just the thing. It's like some people don't really realize that you're disrespecting someone else's time, like assuming that you can spend their time. But anyway, like one of the coolest things about Con of Thrones last year was actually the people that tagged along with us during the Crawl of Thrones, especially like Mimi and her daughter. They were so cool. I mean, like, yeah, it was really cool.
And don't forget fucking Eddie, because God forbid, I know he's listening to this, so don't forget, dude, that's where we met Eddie.
Yeah.
I do want to pitch something. I am doing the trivia tournament come Friday night, and I cannot give away anything, but I would say, for those of you who could attend that, I can promise you, we're not 100% confirmed, but I think we have something absolutely outstanding planned for that, and I can't even talk to these guys about it at all. So I would say, you know, if you're going to be at the con, I know it's running a little late. I think it's like 6 o'clock to like maybe a little after 8 that we're doing that trivia tournament Friday night. And trust me, it's a little long for me too, but, it's definitely going to be worth it. And if you got the time, please come check that out.
And don't expect, questions like, what's the white dire wolf's name?
Fuck no. If you have watched anything I've done, yeah, I've brung my best.
Okay, yeah, I've been telling Tarzan, like, Jesus Christ, man, these questions, like, I don't see anyone answering these. Like, I'd be really, really amazed.
That's the way it needs to be. The winner needs to have scored, like, 4.
Last year, I think they said we missed 1 or 2 out of the whole fucking thing. That's absurd. But look at it this way, too. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously my trivia questions aren't that hard because you guys got to the final, right? They are doable. And you got 6 people on the team, so they're doable.
I feel like you're picking some of the hardest questions that you got from the Trial by Trivia, though.
So?
Yeah. So your point doesn't matter. It's moot.
Okay, well, we'll just have to see. There's pitcher rounds and everything else. So, you know, I mean, they're not all my rounds. I've done a couple.
Yeah. You know, right.
And
yeah.
Even the video round, some of that's doable, right? Okay. All right. Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, they said that it was too easy last year, so they contacted the right motherfucker, because guess what, I'm bringing the fucking pain, and I'm bringing it, so guaranteed, you know. So if you watch Trial by Trivia, that will help you. honestly. So there you go. Go binge watch that shit. See, so.
Yeah, nice plug, nice plug. Go watch all the Trial by Trivia videos. No, yeah. Actually, if someone was really, really into winning, that's the thing to do. I mean,
stop.
You could find the answers.
No, you can at least get the style, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have a style for sure. It's not very clean, and it's kind of tattooed and scarred.
The thing about trivia is doing trivia about a show or something like this is you sometimes it's hard to tell how much knowledge that the audience has. In this case, it's a convention about Game of Thrones, so you would expect for no one to get certain questions wrong, right? Like, you can't just fucking ask, you can't show someone a Stark sigil and ask them what house it is. I mean, there's just, that is a ridiculous question.
Good point. I see where you're going.
But, like, there was this convention that I went to, like, 2 years ago, where it wasn't about Game of Thrones. It was just about all things geeky, right? It was like...
I remember when you went. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, and then I did, like, this one panel that was talking about Game of Thrones, and there were a few people sitting on benches in front of us, and, you know, I had to ask some questions to give away some prizes. I guess the questions that I was asking were just way too hard. Like, I was asking what were the names of the two swords that were created from ice? Yeah, and they couldn't get it. And then one guy answered the name of one of them. He couldn't think of the other one, and I didn't want to give him the prize, and he just had this angry face the entire time after that. Like, He would not clap. He would not laugh at any jokes. Like, he was just so pissed at me for not giving him the prize.
And before that, he was probably all animated as hell.
Fuck him. He didn't answer it.
That's right.
So you tell me nobody in the room got that?
Right.
In the whole room.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, these people, they're super casual Game of Thrones fans.
Right. So, like, I see what you're saying. This spot where we're going, you should expect... Yeah, very knowledgeable people, and they would want tougher questions.
Yeah, I mean, I just know the winning team last year didn't miss a single fucking question. That's all I know.
So, also on Friday, do you guys have any panels?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say that Chris abandoned me because, you know, I was, I wanted to do panels with him because he's like the only one that I knew on certain panels, and now I'm all by myself.
I'm gonna go cry now.
Okay. Oh wait, I have only one panel on Friday. It's the Wars to Come at 3 p.m. and it's just a season 8 predictions and speculation. Yeah, it'll be with Sue and it'll be with Sir Hunt as well. And then there's also Manu Mishra. Yeah. All right. So how are we doing? Okay. Are we James? Are you doing anything on Friday?
I'm looking at this website right now. Both of my panels, love. Westerosi style and the power of Tywin Lannister. They're both Sunday morning. First one, I think, is at 10. The second one's at 11, or it's either 11 and 12. So both my panels are, you know, on my birthday, first thing. And then I have that meet and greet.
Okay, let me talk about the panels on the Saturday then.
Okay, and I don't remember, so good. Yeah, do that, because I don't remember what time. I think that's the Littlefinger one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay, so let me tell you guys about the Saturday panels. So, Tarson and I are going to be on a panel at 10 a.m. That is about Littlefinger. Littlefinger, game over. But this is going to be Tarson, myself, Oz, and Jocelyn.
Okay, if one good thing came out of this podcast, it's I know when my panels are now. I'm on the website. I was totally wrong. They've changed. We have the YouTube meet and greet. I guess all of us are doing that at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then my Love Westerosi style is 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then on my birthday, the Tywin Lannister's power is at 11 a.m.
The next panel on Saturday would be at 12 p.m. So I'm only going to have 1 hour between those two. After that... At 2 p.m., we will have our YouTube meet and greet, which will involve everyone, which is going to be pretty sweet. And I don't know, like last year, I remember the meet and greets from last year were just people standing in a room. There's not going to be like a big table or chairs or anything. Like we're just going to be standing. I don't know if it'll be the same this year, but there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one right now. Looks like we got YouTubers. Val, Tony Teflon, Feel the Issues Guy, Sir Hunt's Reviews, Azora Hype, Gemma Smith, Quinn Howard, Lucifer Meets Lightbringer, Tarzan Bollinger, Dust on the Throne, which is me, and Sam Adolfo. Sam is the one who reached out to me. Sam, I'm looking forward to being on the panel with you, dear. Assuming it's going to just be us three up there with these other guys and we're like accessible. They walk up, shake our hands, stuff like that.
Yeah, they can just come up to us and just talk for like however long they want, I guess, for an hour or so. After that, we have at 3 p.m. another panel called The Deadpool. And oh my god, what happened? The Deadpool is all of a sudden only me and Tony. And yeah, and that's it for me on Saturday. And then there's Sunday. Or did you want to talk about yours, James, on Saturday? Because I don't think we've talked about it officially for the...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes. Saturday for me at 2 p.m. I'll be a part of the YouTube meet and greet, and that lasts 50 minutes. That'll be really cool. And then at 5 p.m. I'll be in the Love Westerosi Style 2 panel with Mallory Rubin, Sam Adolfo, Jason Concepcion, Bex S, and David Harlan Rosenblatt. So maybe six of us up there talking about love in this panel. And that's cool because the other panel, you know, I was in that one love panel, Love in a War of Fire and Ice, and there was only two of us. So I think they just combined the two is what they did.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
As far as Sunday goes, I think my panel is one of the first ones. I know they do them like simultaneously, but I have an 11 o'clock panel that morning called Tywin Lannister's Power.
Ooh, on Sunday?
Yes. On my birthday. And that'll be me and Oz, Joey Abate, and Valerie Vogliono.
I've got three more on Sunday. It'll be one at 10 a.m. And that is the one called Remembering Ned Stark, which Tarzan is also on. And it's going to be basically discussing if Ned is honorable or not.
Right. And it's cool to remember Ned as we end this series. You know, he's such a prominent figure that we're still having a panel about him here.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And for the record, for anyone listening who doesn't know Stephen Stark, yes, that is his actual last name.
Dude, I always wondered that. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So of course he wants to talk about Stark. So then after that, at 12, we have Chivalry in the Age of Thrones. That's going to be me with Patrick again, and Jim, and Joanna. Then after that is the YouTube Live! Yeah! Sunday at 2 p.m. YouTube Live. Well, that'll be just me, Tony, Sir Hunts, and Feel the Issues Guy. And that's it. And that's it. And after that, it's done. There's another one that I'm looking forward to that we're not going to be part of officially, but they do want us to join or be in the audience for it. It will be one that's Quiplash, Game of Thrones Quiplash. And I still don't know when that's happening. I was trying to find it on the schedule. I need to ask Aziz and all that to let us know when that is. But that should be fun, that we're going to be asked Game of Thrones questions and we get to... we might not be playing, which means that we can't answer the questions, but we can vote on the answers. And I know they were trying to get the actors to be the ones to write the answers for the questions. I mean, you have to be really witty in this game. And it's a lot of fun. The funnier the answers, the funnier the game is. What else did we need to say?
So yeah, after the aftermath, the two things I was wanting to say about Game of Thrones. Are we, and I know this may have been skimmed over a little bit, are we going to try to do something from the house this year like we wanted to try to do last year?
We should try. We should definitely try to do something.
Yeah, that. And I also, since we're going to be there like 2 days after con, correct? We leave Tuesday, right? All right, well, a day and a half, basically. What's the agenda for that, do you think?
Well, you know what's going on Sunday. We got to go to the Stephen Starr thing. We got to leave the Con of Thrones and immediately go there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. That's the, it's like a cookout or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Barbecue.
Well, I was thinking if we do try to do something from the house, why don't we do a Hangouts thing like this live with Chris? That would be pretty cool.
That's hopefully what we can try to figure out to do. That would be cool.
Since we were going to try to podcast from there anyway, we could still do something.
Yeah, you could snatch a smoke screen, like, shirt from the house and a hat. We could put it on a pillow and wish you were here or something.
That'd be cool as fuck, dude. Okay, I got all kind of ideas in my head right now. Yes, draw a beard on that motherfucker. Yes, it's...
You know we're going to have fun with it one way or another. I mean, one thing that people got to realize, this is a chance that we bullshit. And when we get together, we all do kind of fucking melt together pretty well. And I would, if we do a live stream, it'd probably be a lot of fucking fun. I think everybody that is going is a lot of fun.
Okay, but we got to get serious about this, okay? Because last time it was just like, oh yeah, let's start drinking right away. And then we forget about all the things we were supposed to do. And that, like, you know, we have to like focus, get this shit done, and then we can have fun.
Yeah.
We definitely need to do a lot of fucking vlogging this time. Yes. So whoever's got cameras, we definitely need to shoot it up. The one you did last year was fucking awesome. Well, this year we need to do, you know, put some of that, I think, on the side effect. I'd be okay with that.
That would be awesome.
We should
yep.
do that.
I'd be fine with that if everybody else is too. Submit some footage.
Yeah, I'm going to be recording as much as I can.
But that's all I was wanting to say to, you know, to finalize it was kind of the aftermath of Con. We all get to be there at the house together, kind of talk about our unique experiences and, our collective experiences, you know, say goodbye again. And until next time, this may be the last Con.
There's something we could do. We can go to Florida or something. I don't see no reason why not. Does it have to be a fucking Con?
With doing on location podcast from fucking scary places, haunted shit, and stuff like that. Whatever you want to do, go to Area 51.
But you don't think there'll be another Con after this?
I think there will be.
There may be.
I think there should be.
I think it shrunk down this year, and they definitely didn't sell Valyrian passes this year as quick as they did the first one. And so I think it's shrinking, but we'll see.
And with the spinoffs, I think there's a chance that they could keep it rolling if they wanted to.
I mean, they could do a book convention.
As much
if Wins comes out.
And if, I mean, it's such, since there's so much lore and history and the series is so huge, the interest might wane, but there'll always be people who want to dress up like them and show up somewhere.
Well, let's just say this. I mean, it's very possible they could do one more, and if I was them, I would be trying to get a hold of them. Now they probably would have a better chance of getting the bigger names.
Yeah, because they're going to be done filming and all that.
Well, when do we think this will start? This will start what? We think in April? You think it'll start in April?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think
so. We're talking if they did it in May again last year, this time the season would just end, or even if they did it in June like they did the last one, it would be pretty fucking hot, right?
Oh, hot as...
Well, no, I'm not talking about temperature hot, but it would be, you know...
I know what you're saying, yeah. Hot as a fucking pistol.
But yeah, no, I'm thinking like people will want to have that last one because like it'll be... Kind of like a, not really, yeah, like a closure, yeah, like celebrating the end of Game of Thrones, you want to get together with everyone for like one last time, and like that's, I feel like they could definitely have enough people to go for one more time. And then after that, people are like, yeah, whatever.
So basically, guys, girls, we will be at the Con of Thrones, we'll be there all 3 days and walking from A to B. I'm sure you'll see some of us watching the other one's panels, so... Come check us out. I do know one thing. If we do rush you off or whatever, it's because we're trying to get from A to B. Got a lot to do. I think Val's got, what, 8 panels total?
Yeah.
I've got 4 things going on, and I think James has got 3, and, you know, we got to eat and all that, and piss and toilets. And
exactly.
And I'll be at booth 114, so you can always find me there.
So, we're doing the meet and greet, so that's definitely the best place to catch us. Even when it's over, I'm sure, you know, we might hang out a little bit and, you know, answer any questions or whatever. Last year, we were signing books and taking pictures. That was kind of strange for me. You know, we were, you know.
That was crazy. I was like, I told somebody, I was like, you realize I didn't write this book, right?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that, because of the book it was. It's probably one of the best Game of Thrones books, you know, I mean, as far as, you know, visually. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful fucking book. It's a gorgeous fucking book. And you want me writing it? Are you fucking insane? I feel bad. But yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're cool and we'll do what we can do. But, I mean, definitely we'll be rushing from A to B. I think we might briefly talk about that. You know, we have addressed some of the concerns and some of the stuff that people are saying. We're definitely going to be working on getting more podcasts out, as well as maybe just changing up a little bit. You know what I mean? I think one of the things that we would like to do is definitely have more guests, maybe do maybe one pop culture episode a month, as well as I think it's a rumor now, maybe start getting Patreons on once maybe a month or every other. One of the things we were talking about is the Disney thing. You know, Disney starting to do live streaming things. And I think that's going to be a really good thing to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's a great topic. That'd be a good topic. And these streaming services are going to compete. And they're the new ABC, NBC, CBS is what they are.
Well, you know, they're going to try to go after Netflix. And to do that, you're going to have to do something. I mean, they have the properties to possibly give them a run because Netflix is taking over the world. So that's going to be a good stream, I think. Absolutely no promises, but we will do our best to try to do a stream from there. We will try. So it is in our intentions, but you know, I think worst case scenario, I don't know if it'll be on solo channels or on the Side Effect. We hope to plan on doing a lot of filming down there. So I don't know where you'll catch that. We'll have to figure it out and look for that as well. If it is on someone's solo channels, we'll definitely put the links in the description as well. And yeah, the next time you'll hear from us, we'll be at the Con of Thrones.
And if you appear in our vlog, you get a point.
And a power.
And a power. You get a little mushroom.
I wish you could fool.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
Now it's ending.